अमेरिका, ऑस्ट्रेलिया, यूरोप में गायें गायब हो रही हैं। अब तक हजारों गायें गायब हो चुकी हैं। गायब गाय का रहस्य अब तक अनसुलझा है।
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of the Fourth Seat Podcast. Your hosts for today are Rahul from Malmo, Sweden, Aditya from Boston, USA, and I am Mayuk from San Francisco, also in the US. Welcome back, guys. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. Thanks a lot, Mayuk.
We three of us are back, and this, for a change, is not an episode about cricket, but we are going to take some opinions from our viewers that they have sent us in the last 1 week. A lot of them have said that they really enjoyed our older episode called Goalie Number One. So that particular episode was more about a kind of myths and garbage that we used to hear in 90s, especially in Mumbai while growing up. So our viewers really wanted to hear from us more about that particular broad field per se. So we are back today and we want to kind of expand on the goalie episode. So the theme for today's episode is going to be Mythbusters. Mythbusters and pseudoscience. So guys, before we delve into the subject in greater detail, I want to take out, put a small example in front of you. So I am really intrigued by a lot of WhatsApp forwards that I get, especially from India. As you already know, a lot of it is bullshit. And I am thinking about starting my own WhatsApp forward and making it go viral some way or the other. So do you guys have any recommendations for me? Because I have one idea.
I have a structure in mind, but Rahul, you can go first if you want.
No, I think we should try and float ideas where people will voluntarily go and make a fool out of themselves. Because that is when the true success of the idea is can be visualized, you know. It's that, like sar pe ek patch tum takla maro so that sunlight girega and then tum die.
Vitamin C zyada
milega. Vitamin C and then you lose weight without any exercise. So suddenly you will see a lot of people in India jo log sar ka center mein wo ek patch bald kiya rahega.
Curd rice khane se dimag zyada badhta hai.
Wo already wo that's been taken Adi.
One thing that is not common pan India is something that Bengalis say. The Bengalis say that we are really intelligent because we eat fish.
Oh, so Tamilians say we are intelligent because we eat curd rice. So
and Maharashtrians because of vada pav?
Yeah. Maharashtrians become good cricketers because they eat vada pav.
Okay. And that's because Kamli and Tendulkar used to eat that, right?
Yes. So every fledgling cricketer now should have like 10 vada pavs.
So vada pav stalls outside every cricket academy.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. So hear me out. So let's say I'm going to say that I have found some new information. The world has three versions of English, out of which two has come from India, right? So one, as we all know, is the Queen's English. Number two is Shashi Tharoor's English, which the Queen doesn't understand. And the third is going to be a big surprise. I'm going to say that the third form of English that is also from India is Mughlai English, which probably originated during the Mughal times. And my hope is that people will believe that, right? So, we don't understand Shashi Tharoor English. The Queen doesn't understand Shashi Tharoor English. But Mughlai English is something that we all understand. So, for example, if I were to tell someone to shut up, instead of saying shut up, I'll say please shut up now, which is one form of English in itself. And my expectation is that it will be viral and people will believe that, yes, English has more than one origins from India.
And English has existed in India even before England invented it.
Absolutely. I mean,
उसमें ये कुछ ये यूनेस्को ने स्वीटेस्ट बेस्ट ऐसा
बेस्ट इंग्लिश डायलेक्ट इन द वर्ल्ड बाय यूनेस्को
बाय यूनेस्को एंड एवरी ऑर्गेनाइजेशन मुगलई इंग्लिश इज द बेस्ट इंग्लिश
यस एंड उसमें कपिल देव उसका सबसे प्रोफिशिएंट स्पीकर है करके कैन अनाउंस
All right. So, going into this episode about Mythbusters and pseudoscience, the general perception of science in public, because I am in the US right now, one thing that really bothers me is, on one hand, US has great research, great history in research and science and great infrastructure in place. Lot of amazing scientists have come out, lot of great discoveries from this land. However, there is a huge chunk of population in the US who do not believe in the theory of evolution. Right. So their justification is more based on religious parameters. But one argument that they every time make is theory of evolution is just that, a theory and not a fact. It is hard for me to explain to someone that theory is not the kind of, you know, theory that you talk about, that it is not true. So, for example, theory of relativity is also called theory of relativity and not fact of relativity.
Theory of gravity. Yes, matter.
Theory. It's a theory, right? It's not a, I mean, it's a scientific parlance that we are using right now.
It was a theory when it was proposed, and subsequently there was evidence to prove that theory, which makes it a fact eventually.
Absolutely. So, while growing up, it was taken for granted that things we learn in science are to be taken as things that, you know, are put forth after tremendous experimentation and research. But right now, very often I see, even in Indian society, that they are not taking evolution theory seriously. And it's not just India, US, and many other cultures. So this is one topic that I want to start with first before going to some other aspects of pseudoscience.
Because the theory of evolution is basically a symbolic of all the ills in pseudoscience, right? Everything that is wrong with the way we perceive science.
So what you're saying is there is a problem. The problem exists not only with the people, with people who are getting this information, but it's also a problem with scientists per se who are delivering the information.
Yeah, the communication is not both ways either. So I think the scientists are equally to blame because we have alienated a large section of society and we do a lot of ivory tower research, that is what we call. So, yeah.
So, and Rahul, would you happen to agree with what Aditya is saying here? Do you think the scientific community has not taken enough efforts to communicate these things in a proper way?
I don't know. I mean, the thing is, this becomes a bit more personal, I would say, because if you have a religious background and a religious upbringing, and especially if you belong to an Abrahamic religion, where Adam and Eve and all that myth was taught to you, the moment you put science, it's directly in opposition to something that you hold very personal and very dear to you. So it doesn't matter what the communication is, even if it is in the simplest of formats, it will be seen as offensive. So then it doesn't matter how good a job the scientific community does, how commonplace they are, how elite they are, it doesn't really matter because that bridge will never be crossed. So I think we have to be a bit cognizant of that.
But taking that a little forward, like, although in case of theory of evolution, I think I agree ki it goes directly, because the reason we are targeting this theory in this podcast is because it is directly goes against the creationism idea. But then again, the other thing that I'm seeing right now is while the theory of evolution never had that big an opposition in India per se in schools and stuff as it had the teething troubles that it had in the West. But of late, I see another version of this wherein people are trying to say directly put this up against, say, a spiritual philosophical idea like the multiple avatars of Vishnu, for example, going from water to this thing. So then that also becomes like an interpretation issue. So it becomes an issue of what is science essentially to the people. So when does something go from an idea, a philosophy, to an actual proven piece of fact? So one common myth which exists across communities in India is this thing that the theory of revolution says that a monkey becomes man, which is like the most ridiculous argument that has ever come up, that one can actually make from this theory. So it is a gross misinterpretation of this entire theory. So something like this never says that there is no end point. So there is no linear direction in evolution. The entire argument of a monkey turning into man, which that someone like Satyapal Singh, didn't he mention it last year somewhere, that kisi ne bandar ko aadmi bante hue nahi dekha hai apne zindagi mein, but that is not what happens. So the perspective is what is resulting in this misunderstanding here.
I mean, absolutely. So it's basically someone has to communicate this to the citizens, or let's say the non-scientific community, that it's not, when we talk about evolution and things, living things that you see around you have not just like jumped from one form to the other. To put it in straight words, it was not that one day there was a monkey roaming around and suddenly it turned into Homo sapien. These are small steps that happen over hundreds and thousands of years
and billions of years in several cases.
Absolutely, right. So we started with evolution, which started with evolution because it's, I think, the most common,
most abused of all theories. Yes. And just to add to that, so this whole thing is because, again, this interpretation issue always exists. And this is somewhere the communication failure actually is visible also, right? The point that you were making.
Yeah. So we'll come back to this point. However, just to keep the fun element going in this podcast, I'm going to throw the field open for you guys to judge an award for me. And this award is like a segue into our next topic, which is pseudoscience that is very, very prominent right now in the world. So I have taken some videos from YouTube. People, I'm sure our listeners have watched these a lot. So I'm going to give you four options, and you are going to give away this award called as the fourth seat award for incredible contribution to the field of pseudoscience, right? So my first nomination is Dr. Zakir Naik's video about evolution, where he messes up the theory itself, very basic facts about Darwin and other scientists and philosophers involved. You can just go on YouTube and search for Zakir Naik evolution and you'll get tons of that thing. My second nomination is Swami Nityanand. You can see his videos very often right now, either in Facebook or Twitter. And he talks about E equal to MC square, his take on relativity in absolutely entertaining manner. And he also claims that software can make monkeys talk in Tamil apart from other languages. Right. And my third nominee is Sadhguru, who claims that mercury can be solidified at room temperature with somehow. And he also in some videos have claimed that you can change the molecular structure of water by focusing on water. And we also have Satya Sai Baba in there, who creates or does magic and provides vibhuti to his or her his disciples and everything. So guys, do you want to make a decision? And before that, you could also tell our listeners what is pseudoscience.
Hey, we are missing out one more nominee, Mayuk, I think.
Oh yeah, go ahead, add to the list. It's like Filmfare Awards. You can just add at the last moment. It's fine.
So I think we have this evangelist in our
home state.
At home state, his name is Sebastian Martin. And I think he is particularly active in the
Virar,
all those areas. And he can claim, he claims to cure people of their ailments by creating this huge euphoria of energy and...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember those videos. So basically, this is the guy who stands on the stage.
With clothes which are at least two sizes bigger than what he should be wearing.
Okay, okay. And then he, there are a lot of people who are possibly suffering from some ailments or the other. That's the assumption I am having. And he
can fix kidneys on the stage.
Oh, okay, okay. I know what video you're talking about. So we have 5 nominations. So
and I have a blockbuster nomination also.
Okay, add. Keep on adding. Yes.
Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh Ji Insan.
MSG. Okay.
And MSG has like a fantastic Guinness Book of World Records, like the maximum number of people switching on cell phone ka torchlight at the same time. He has records like that.
And, so, and may I also mention that there were some pictures where Virat Kohli was seen with MSG, but that was long time ago. Like he was a kid probably, very early years.
Yeah, and then MSG took credit to he plays like 40-50 sports. So he does batting, bowling,
right?
And he captains all of it. And then he's played national level. He's coached Nehra and then
Virat himself.
Virat and then the other bowler. Uska naam kya hai be? Wo Gujarat ke bowler tha.
Joginder Sharma.
Joginder Sharma. And then bahut sare.
I don't know. I'm joking.
Masjid mein go.
और उसने बोला कि he was the one who invented T20 का फॉर्मेट
हाँ
और तो उसके 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 गांव में वो 20 रन सब स्कोर कर सकता है एक सिक्स के बजाय उधर सो ही हैड अ डिफरेंट वर्जन ऑफ द गेम और बाबा जी यूज्ड टू ओपन द बैटिंग एंड बोलिंग
अच्छा सो वी
एंड इन केस यू गाइस हैवंट वॉच्ड दिस फिल्म्स प्लीज गो अहेड एंड वॉच इट फोक्स मतलब इट्स फन
No, yeah. But we want you to come back and listen to our podcast. So, in your interest, we don't want.
ये episode पूरा सुन लो और फिर उसका movie देखने को जाओ.
या binge watch करो weekend में. If we have such a sad life, you can do that.
ठीक है. तो हमारे पास 5 nominations हैं. Number 1, Dr. Zakir Naik. Number 2, Sadhguru. Number 3, Nityanand. Number 4, Satya Sai Baba. And number 5, MSG. So,
and number 6 is Sebastian Martin.
Sebastian Martin जैसा बहुत लोग हैं मतलब उसी का equivalent बहुत evangelist है
नहीं पर मैं हम लोग जब दोस्त लोग मिलते थे वो सब वीडियो देख के हम लोग 2 घंटा पेट पकड़ के ऐसा सब
वो historical
he holds a special place in my heart.
Heart, okay, yeah. Okay.
So, guys, before we give out the award, right? So, एक हो गया what is pseudoscience और 2 do you what is the thing that you find common among these guys?
Achha, so before we begin that, so pseudoscience is essentially, say, you have religion, you have spirituality and philosophy, jiska interpretation is all good and it has a role to play in society. But ye sara log, the likes of Zakir Naik and co, what they do is, in order to give their crap legitimacy, wo log hamesha ek line bolega. See, science has also corroborated this evidence. Aisa sab karke, matlab, they will try and give themselves legitimacy with kuch to aisa scientific half science mumbo jumbo. They'll use a jargon from science just to look cool in front of an audience which essentially doesn't have scientific temper.
And just to, sorry to interject, if you want to understand how you can pull it off really well, watch any of Deepak Chopra's videos.
Which is what you will commonly find is terms like energy, negative energy, positive energy.
मतलब basically मतलब थोड़ा nuanced English के साथ अगर कुछ बोल दिया
और चार term science से chemistry में बचपन से एक चार term उठा लिया ऐसा हाँ
chemical bonds
structure
chirality enantiomer कुछ भी random बको
I can bet my one hand कि उनको enantiomer क्या है मालूम नहीं है
उसका नहीं वो थोड़ा ज्यादा है फंडू फॉर एग्जांपल जब सबसे सिंपलेस्ट वाज अपना E=mc² बाबा का ही थिंक्स कि तेरा सिलिकन चिप मतलब उसका कुछ मट्टी जहां से आता है उसके ऊपर उसका प्रोग्रामिंग डिपेंड होता है तो ही क्लेम्स इन वन ऑफ द सीरीज की ऐसा गंगा से मट्टी उठाएगा तो उसमें क्या आ जाएगा, नॉलेज के लिए प्रोग्राम्स प्रोग्राम करना इजी हो जाएगा. वो सिलिकन फ्रॉम गंगा माटी विल गिव यू नॉलेज, सिलिकन फ्रॉम यमुना माटी विल यू कैन कोड एआई बेस्ड एप्लीकेशंस. तो यू टेक अ कॉन्स्ट्रक्ट विच एग्जिस्ट, कि ऐसा कोई ऐप एग्जिस्ट करता है फोन पे, और दूसरा तूने ऐसा कुछ ऐसा मम्बो जम्बो सिलिकन करके वर्ड यूज कर दिया. मतलब पब्लिक को क्या लगना मांगता है कि अच्छा ये आदमी सिर्फ ऐसा जादू तो ना नहीं है, ये मेरे को लेजिटिमेट साइंस भी जानता है. सो ही नोज एवरीथिंग बेसिकली वैसा. सो साइंस इज बेसिकली अ मार्केटिंग पिच लोग के लिए.
Exactly. So just to make it clear, it is not just the Indian cultures we are targeting, right? And this exists all over the world. Matlab pseudos. So anything that is not presented to you after undergoing scientific rigor and reviews, things that, so let's say I'm sitting at home and conducting an experiment and I publish a paper on it and you guys are trying to replicate the same thing. It does not happen. It is not science. What I'm claiming is pseudoscience or junk science or whatever. So it is really important for us to let people know that if one person can do this thing by any means, it does not mean it is science.
It is very similar to musical composition, for example. Agar maine ek composition banaya, if you are using the exact same musical instruments, it will sound the same, right? Ek aisa Mozart ka koi symphony maine bajaya to kya, Mozart ne bajaya to kya, tere ko kaan ko waise hi sunai dega. I think that is, science is exactly like that.
Yeah, yeah. Going ahead, have you guys made a decision on the award or should we just wait for... having some more discussion and then giving out the award?
It's a tight contest, man. I would like to hold back on that for now.
All right, I
would actually be happy if our listeners help us out in this choice. So please, Mayuk, if
write into us.
Yeah, you can write into us. You could tweet us. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are on Twitter at @seat4th. Our email ID is the4thseatpodcast@gmail.com. Let us know how we are doing. We will take a short breather and come back to you about some more myth-busting things that we come across in everyday life. Welcome back, guys. This is the Fourth Seat Podcast, and we are talking about myth bursting and pseudoscience. Before this break, I gave six nominations, in fact, for the award for incredible pseudoscience. And I posed two questions. One was, what is pseudoscience? And number two, what is common among all these people who spread these things around? We had a discussion about pseudoscience, and Rahul, I would like to pass on the baton to you. What do you think is common among these people who spread these myth and pseudoscience like garbage around?
So I think there's the one thing that, to answer your question directly, the one thing that's common between all of them is the insecurity of the people who have challenges solving the problems that they otherwise have in their life. And a good tool that these people use to prey upon the insecurities of such vulnerable folk is the tool of pseudoscience. So, coming on to the part where they prey upon these insecurities, you could take any number of examples and then you will realize that televangelists who constantly seek money from followers who are there on TV or who use forums to address people directly in person, the people who come there are people who are coming there out of desperation because they are sick and tired of the problems that they are, failures that they've been facing, or because of some sort of health related issues which makes them come to them. Then you have these blatantly open crooks like Ram Rahim Singh Insan, Zakir Naik.
That was one person, right? Ram Rahim Singh Insan, one person.
That was one person.
Conning across religions.
I mean, these are people who have been seen as people who have provided cures to others. And then there is also this element of herd mentality which goes. So once they reach a tipping point, more and more people start joining the bandwagon. And then there is also this mentality of seeking quick fixes. And one of the best consequences of that mentality or thinking is basically astrology, where you use a certain gemstone or you do something on certain days and the good will follow. Instead of focusing on your actual routine and what you can do to be a better person, you do all these things and try to find quick fixes. That, I believe, is something which these people also prey upon. And finally, I would say there is a lot of peer pressure involved when you talk about cults and big groups. Proselytization, which is a very big problem in India, especially the southern part of it. I'm sure conversions happen all across the country, but in the south, it is reaching some disastrous proportions. But these are all cases where groups are involved, and as a group, they are more than happy to intimidate non-believers to
and often with people who are very helpless, economic strata wise,
it's a tactic. It's a tactic, and then they think that once they reach a certain number, they could actually start influencing things, which doesn't really fly, and then it falls flat on its face. So these are the commonalities, Mayuk. Just to give you a long answer to a very crisp question from your side.
No, it made a lot of things clear. Yes, insecurities, quick fixes, and herd mentality. You raised a very good point over there about astrology, and I believe if you take all these things at the very bottom of it, it's a business. And a very cruel and cunning business, right? You can promise someone this is going to happen. Ye theek ho jayega, wo theek ho jayega, ye kar lo, wo kar lo. Unfortunately, there are people who defend that, right? Ki nahi, there is some science involved. Matlab, you are wearing this stone, these elements will go into your blood and will help you cure of certain ailments.
That is homeopathy. Achha, nahin.
you are right.
Also known as a field of pseudoscience.
Yes.
Matlab, usse acha coke peene ka na? Matlab, if you want some sweet dessert or something, khana khane ke baad coke pee lene.
और सही पॉइंट ट्रेस किया, क्योंकि होम्योपैथी भी कैसा है कि इट इज इजी टू कंज्यूम लाइक एवरी अदर थिंग लाइक एस्ट्रोलॉजी.
मेरा फेवरेट मेडिसिन था वो, मतलब होम्योपैथी. मतलब
हर बच्चा खाते ही वो दवा है ना, मतलब मजा आता है खाने में.
बट आई मीन टू होम्योपैथी देखना, सम जर्मन बफून डिड इट. वो उसने एक्चुअली किया रहेगा कि नहीं पता नहीं. एंड इट इज प्लेसिबो इफेक्ट बीइंग लेवरेज्ड बियॉन्ड इमेजिनेशन.
One way scientists can use homeopathy is to actually use it as a placebo medicine. You are right, actually.
Yeah. Addy, so staying on this point, I mean, would you agree to the points that were raised by Rahul? Ki aur kuch additional hai, matlab,
I agree, Ray. Matlab, insecurities or helplessness is when people resort to religion. Even apna bhi dekh. एग्जाम के टाइम में बचपन में व्हेन वी वेर मोर ऑफ प्रैक्टिशनर्स इन दैट रियलिस्टिक सेंस, एग्जाम के टाइम में टेंशन आता है तब जाके मंदिर जाने में एक सब फील आता है अंदर से ना. सो टेक मल्टीप्लाई दैट सेंस ऑफ हेल्पलेसनेस ऐसा 1000 और मिलियन टाइम्स एंड यू कैन सी व्हाई पीपल फॉल फॉर दिस. एंड आई हैव अ सॉफ्ट स्पॉट फॉर क्यों होता है एंड उसके लिए. बट द प्रॉब्लम इज दैट क्विक फिक्सेस डू नॉट एग्जिस्ट. आई थिंक that is something we have to clarify. And the other thing this is used for is by politicians across party lines. Okay, I'm not targeting anybody. So one such example I would like to give is there is a guy called Computer Baba. If you guys have not read of him, please go and look up.
No. Rahul, have you heard of Computer Baba? Maine nahi suna hai.
मैंने ब्रीफली सुना है, बट मैंने एग्जैक्टली क्या करता है वो बंदा पता नहीं मेरे को.
कंप्यूटर बाबा इज कंप्यूटर बाबा क्योंकि उसके पास हमेशा लैपटॉप रहता है, उसका वही क्लेम टू फेम है.
हम तीनों भी मतलब लैपटॉप के सामने बैठे हैं.
तो तुम भी बन सकता है कंप्यूटर बाबा, बट वो लैपटॉप के सामने बैठ के ही ड्रेसेज अप इन अ वेरी बफून लाइक वे. ही वॉज इन ऑफर्ड अ मिनिस्ट्री इन मध्य प्रदेश गवर्नमेंट विच बीजेपी वॉज अ पार्ट ऑफ टिल डिसम्बर. कंप्यूटर बाबा सडनली जब पार्टीज चेंज हुआ, कंप्यूटर बाबा अभी कांग्रेस का सीट मिल गया उसको, और कंप्यूटर बाबा को वो लोग ने वोट भी किया. सो द थिंग इज कि ऐसा टाइप का जो मिथ्स है और ये जो होक्सेस और ये सारा जो हो रहा है,
कंप्यूटर बाबा क्या अभी पार्लियामेंट में है?
कंप्यूटर बाबा इसमें स्टेट असेंबली में,
स्टेट असेंबली में,
and he has been in power with both BJP and Congress. So this is people tend to use these vulnerabilities of the locals in many ways. So ye computer baba becomes like a vote seeker, and iska jo social evils hai that is like very deep rooted. And yeah, so insecurities, I agree with Rahul, is at the base of it.
So I mean, let me so my point of view is things that we are discussing about here is very different from spirituality, right? I mean, things that we are talking about here is on a completely different tangent, right? So you can be a spiritual person, you can be very religious, whatever religion that may be, but you cannot fall for people who use religion and spirituality as a disguise for selling you products. राइट तो आई मीन फॉर मी इट इज लाइक अरे तुमको कुछ बेचना है तो सीधा बेचो ना राइट तो
ये लोग बेसिकली रिलीजन का गार्ब में दे आर एमवे सेल्समैन.
हाँ बट दैट्स वेयर मैं वही मैं बोल रहा हूँ कि वो डिफ्रेंशिएट भी करना ना चाहिए बिकॉज सी अभी पब्लिक इतना बाबा रामदेव को गाली देता है. द फैक्ट इज दैट ही हैज बीन वेरी ओपन एंड ट्रांसपेरेंट अबाउट हिज डीलिंग सेइंग कि बस मैं एक एफएमसीजी कंपनी चालू कर रहा हूँ. आचार्य आई डोंट नो हिज असिस्टेंट बट उसने ही इज द सीईओ एंड द ओनर ऑफ द कंपनी एंड ही इज गोइंग टू सेल दिस मर्चेंडाइज एंड वी आर डूइंग इट इन एन अटेम्प्ट टू मेक इट मोर हर्बल मोर आयुर्वेदिक इन नेचर एंड मोर स्वदेशी एंड दैट्स हिज पिच एंड हिज ट्राइंग टू सेल इट. ही इज नेवर सेड कि ये खाओ तो तुम्हारा लाइफ इंप्रूव हो जाएगा एंड तुम्हें मेरा आशीर्वाद मिलेगा. सो ही हैज बीन वेरी ओपन अबाउट इट. Whereas if you look at televangelists and if you look at ये जो mega church and kingdom church ये वो सब बनाने वाला जो बोलता है these are the people. फिर तुम्हारा astrologers हो गया, तुम्हारा जादू टोना का ad जो देखता है जो अपना local train में generally 100 parents नजर सुरक्षा कवच and all that garbage वो लोग को we should actually take them to task and वो लोग का actually criminal proceedings पे घुसड़ना चाहिए because a lot of people it starts off जैसे अभी निर्मल बाबा हो गया वो सब ही स्टार्टेड ऑफ ही इज बेसिकली उचक का ही है. वो मिठाई खाओ ये खाओ 5000 दो 10000 दो बोल के
आसाराम
नहीं निर्मल बाबा आसाराम तो ही टुक एडवांटेज एंड ही ब्लडी रेप्ड पीपल दैट्स अनदर मैटर बट इट स्टार्ट्स वेरी इनोक्यूअस एंड देन इट गोज टू एक्सट्रीम जैसे राम रहीम ने किया बाकी लोग ने किया दे रिसोर्टेड टू क्राइम बिकॉज दे आर अनबर्डल्ड पावर. तो ये
दो ये राम रहीम और आसाराम दोनों मस्त में जेल में है अभी.
अरे नहीं बट राम रहीम को बेल मिल गया पता है कि वो
बेल मिल गया.
हाँ
हरियाणा में इम्पेंडिंग इलेक्शंस है ना सो नो एंड राम रहीम हैज अ ह्यूज लीजन ऑफ सपोर्टर्स सो यू डोंट वांट टू रब देम ऑफ द रॉन्ग वे. तो राम रहीम अभी बाहर आ रहा है
फॉर अ टेम्पररी पीरियड बट इट स्टार्ट्स वेरी इनोक्यूअसली विद सम मनी एंड देन इट एंड्स एट अ पॉइंट वेर यू आर एक्चुअली विलिंग टू किल पीपल. And so, another good example is your even and we are not trying to look at purely the Indian perspective. Even US में तो अगर देखेगा Mormons हो गया या तेरा जो Scientology हो गया बहुत उसका documentary सब सुनेगा तो you'll be shocked at how they've been so cunning and brutal with all of this.
And उसका evils extend ऐसा far reaching effects such as medicine नहीं लेगा वो लोग just because believe in something
vaccine नहीं लेने देगा वो लोग
they'll torture themselves to death.
Yeah, मतलब so it brings me to the Rastafarian culture right. वहाँ पे ऐसा है कि I mean if you let's say your big toe is suffering from gangrene you don't have to amputate it मतलब जैसा है वैसे ही रहने देने का
you let it get infected the way it is
and yeah, that's so, lost Bob Marley.
Yeah, so to Rahul, you actually brought a very good point and you had mentioned this in our previous episode ki people have to be held accountable. Ki tum log Ayurveda practice karte karte agar by chance agar koi kisi ko problem ho gaya, tum log claim kar rahe ho ki tum log cancer cure kar rahe ho aur kisi ko kuch problem ho gaya ya mar gaya by any chance tumhara patient, you have to go to jail.
Yes, absolutely. And I have strongly, jail to ek part hai. I am saying that we should actually extend capital punishment. Toda dar rehna chahiye. Because this is not criminal, this is not negligence, this is intent to kill kiya hai wo log ne ye.
And you are making, matlab you are taking benefit out of a gullible person, basically.
Nee, wo to chhodi, wo to phir bhi theek hai, to you can give them compensation. But if you lead, if your actions lead to loss of life, you should also be going through the same punishment. Only then will you realize the problem.
So another thing that I want to point out is this gullible nature or insecure feeling is across economic strata. Yes, in popular culture, we see a lot of poor people affected by it. But if you happen to, you know, follow the Cricket World Cup in the US, and if you're using a streaming service, you'll get this person's advertisement called Prem Jyotish. So you all know the economic strata in which the people fall in who are streaming the Cricket World Cup, right? And the person who is having, and the fact that there is an advertisement for astrology on TV during a World Cup says a lot about this. So it's not really always poor people who are succumbing to it. It is people of all religion and economic status.
Absolutely.
Yes, or jaisa you have Android phones are of all kinds of price brackets. These babas also have their different target audiences. Jaisa Osho type ka log will target the Gora section. Phir tera koi koi jo Satya Sai types will also target
thoda sa bada log. Numerology ko hi le na. Hmm. All these jokers,
film stars.
Film star log Sunil Shetty ka aur Ajay Devgan ka spelling kitna difficult kyun hai. Wo log kaun sa gareeb halat se pahunch rahe ki wo log they have to consult a numerology to je naam matlab apna naam ka spelling change kar diya wo log ne. And so these are the people who are otherwise crorepatis and educated. So
तो वो लोग भी राहुल तो ये जो कॉनमैन लोग हैं तो ये लोग भी अलग अलग स्पेसेस में ऑपरेट करते हैं तो उन लोगों के पास अलग अलग डेमोग्राफिक है और मिल बट के खाते हैं
हाँ एक्जेक्टली सो यू आर एब्सोल्युटली राइट मयूक जब तू बोल रहा है कि दिस इज नॉट समथिंग विच ओनली पुअर पीपल गेट अफेक्टेड बाय इट्स समथिंग विच एवरीवन गेट्स अफेक्टेड बाय
सो आई मीन आई हैव अ फीलिंग दैट यू नो व्हाट स्टैंड्स ट्रू फॉर ह्यूमन नेचर इज a feeling of change, right? And I absolutely believe that, you know, as you age, as you grow older, as you experience different situations, your mindset changes, you adapt and you adjust. So, and that comes with having an open mind and discussion and talking to other people. So,
and also, Mayuk, understanding your own religion in a deeper way rather than just transactional form of religion. जिसमें ऐसा गिव एंड टेक भगवान के साथ कुछ हो रहा है वैसा डोंट डू इट डोंट अप्रोच रिलीजन इन दैट फैशन एसेंशियली
सो यू आर टॉकिंग अबाउट डोनेटिंग लाख्स एंड करोड़्स ऑफ रुपीस एंड सेइंग
एग्जैक्टली मतलब ठीक है तुमने इफ यू आर कॉन्ट्रीब्यूटिंग टू एन इकोसिस्टम दैट इज कम्प्लीटली डिफरेंट आई डोंट डिसएग्री जैसे तुम्हारे एरिया में अगर कैलिफोर्निया में मंदिर बन रहा है एंड यू वॉन्ट टू बी पार्ट ऑफ that ecosystem or you want to contribute to a temple being constructed, that is different. But don't do that because agar main 10,000 diya to mere ko kal exam mein pehla all India rank one aayega. That
or,
is now
how, I mean, not, I would like to even take it a step further. Don't do it at the behest of someone. Do it because it makes you feel good. Ki haan, mera community ke liye maine ye kiya hai karke tu bol. Wo main manne ko tayar hai and I will respect you for that. Doing
For example, Rahul, Ganesh Chaturthi ka existence, एक पूरा ecosystem है जिसमें all the way from the sculptor till the guy doing it, the puja, सबको एक sense of positivity मिलता है, completely different to saying कि अरे 1,00,000 rupees donate किया तो कल मेरा तुरंत कुछ फायदा होएगा, जो जैसे emails और WhatsApp forwards आता है, forward this to 50 people or you will die, मतलब which God is going to treat you that way, like, right? Dawood Ibrahim के बारे में बात हो रहा है कि भगवान के बारे में बात हो रहा है यहाँ पे in that sense so wo tumhara insecurity pe in case of this yeah, you will die wala case mein wo fears pe pray kar raha hai utna hi that is the only difference
makes sense guys so let us continue this discussion after a short break and dear listener let me remind you that we are on Twitter at @seatfourth our email id is thefourthseatpodcast@gmail.com you can listen to our podcast in various platforms including Castbox which is an amazing app that I myself use for listening to podcasts you can also now find us on Hubhopper amazing content in there do check us out on these two apps apps apart from any other podcasting apps that you use. Stay tuned. We will be right back. Welcome back, guys. This is the final segment of this episode. We are the Fourth Seat Podcast, and today we are talking about pseudoscience and myths in popular culture. So I have asked you to forward this podcast to your friends and family. If you do not forward it to 50 people right now at this very moment, then India is going to lose the match against England, right? So, staying on the topic, we were talking about this godmen and godmen-like people. Rahul, I want to come to you for this. What do you think gives these people a sense of validity or credibility? Like, how can they get away with so much?
That's a very good question, Mayuk. I think the starting point, as I said, is that they start with the insecurities, and once they reach a certain tipping point in terms of following, then it results in sort of a herd mentality where people say, "Arey, itne sare log kar rahe, to galat thodi na kar rahe honge." And then that is one very big source of following and hence validity. The other thing that I would like to talk about, which I think is something which we shy away from addressing very openly, is the celebrity endorsement. Now, I mean, we have a lot of godmen and people in our own country where you have some rich politicians hobnobbing with these babas and fakirs and all these people, and they kind of lend them validity. Yaar, itna bada aadmi unka pair pad raha hai ya pair chur hai, to fir kuch to baat hoga unme. But then if you look at other examples outside of our great country, you have Scientology, which was very openly endorsed by John Travolta and Tom Cruise. And these were all megastars. So suddenly Scientology skyrocketed in terms of following because these two chumps decided to be entrapped by them. Then you have Deepak Chopra, another fraud of the first order, who was endorsed by Oprah at one point. you have this quack called Dr. Oz, who was openly dragged into court and who was someone who would peddle bullshit cures on TV in the US. Then I have a favorite here in terms of con men. Actually, she is unique because she is con women. But Mother Teresa, someone who I openly campaigned against or have opinionated against, I think one of the most evil and corrupt people we have had in the face of humanity and earth.
She was actually made a saint.
And that shows how corrupt the whole administration as far as the Vatican goes as well. I mean, for a body which has literally turned a blind eye to the suffering of thousands of children who were abused, sexually and physically abused by all these clergymen. I'm not even surprised that they anointed Teresa as a saint. But
yeah, so the thing is, in India right now, and especially in West Bengal, Mother Teresa is actually seen as a saint and a saintly figure, right? So, I mean, for the benefit of the viewers, could you share what exactly is wrong in that?
So I think she started off giving or adopting the poor and becoming a friend of theirs. But in reality, what she was doing is running this scam called Missionaries of Charity, where she would take all these poor people, she would enlist them in hospitals and all of that. But they would be given care, first of all, only if they converted to Christianity. So she basically ran a racket.
This is a big problem that I have with that particular organization, right? So there have been cases where a person helpless lying in his or her deathbed, and the last thing that the representatives of this organization are doing is, okay, before you die, you have to convert. Do you accept that? So which is absolutely criminal in my opinion.
And then she encouraged people's suffering. I mean, if you look at certain practices that people, certain practices for relief that were taken care, that were undertaken at, in the hospitals in Calcutta, especially under Missionaries of Charity, syringe virin sab reuse sab karega wo log. There was hardly any pain medication that was given to the people, and they were like that. Uska thinking ye tha ki they must suffer the way Christ suffered on cross. That was, those were her words actually. And whatever money she used to take in the name of these poor patients, she used to keep it for herself. In fact, uska bahut sara dictator log, there was this dictator, I don't know who, uska naam abhi filhal yaad nahi aa raha hai, but usse sab paisa liya tha usne, and she was very open about it, right? Matlab, there was literally no
so what you're saying is jo donation log dete the, she actually got donations from some dictators around the world.
Haiti ka dictator, now I remember, Jean-Claude Duvalier karke banda tha, Haiti ka dictator tha, he is actually responsible for a lot of deaths. Usse sab paisa tha to wo usse bina hesitation ke leti thi, and there are a lot of other corrupt people from whom she sought, and more than that, wo to chhod hi detu. गरीब लोग के नाम पे उसने जो पैसा लिया, she kept it for herself, and that I believe is the biggest crime for which she was literally, and उसको Nobel Peace Prize सब दिया है. The only person who had the balls to go after her and expose her was Christopher Hitchens, who have, I mean, जिस दिन वो मरा था उस दिन मेरे को बहुत बुरा लगा था, but that man was the one who actually took these people, such characters, head on. And Christopher Hitchens is infamous not just for exposing her. If you get a chance, please watch this documentary called Hell's Angel, which he directed and exposed this horrible individual. But he also used to take on some very fundamentalist beliefs in Islam and other Abrahamic religions specifically, where he used to criticize them openly, and very objectively he used to do it. Of course, by virtue of being a Brit, he had a certain sense of humor around it, but then he was very, it's very sad that Christopher Hitchens is no more in this world today.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have not seen the documentary, but I'm going to check it out as soon as I can. That was a really good analysis by you, Rahul. And back to you, Adi. We were talking about the way these people get a sense of credibility and validity. What is your opinion on that? Like, is that something? How do you exercise your own discretion?
So I would want to add to what Rahul said. I think a lot of this also points to the fact that when people are pushed to this brink of helplessness, it also shows that we as a society have failed a lot of people. The systems are not working properly. Why does a person resort to all these kind of getting conned by these religious forces? One reason is that agar mere ko hospital mein kal bed nahi mil raha hai, if that is the situation in a government hospital when kids are dying of something, you are pushed to a brink, and where you feel ki ye jo logical ways of thinking where you go to a hospital, go to a proper doctor doesn't work, I think that is when they fall for it. I think as society, apna jo community structures hai, they are all to blame for this malice in some sense, at least for the less privileged who fall for it. As for the more privileged ones who fall for it, probably when you have exhausted ways of finding happiness, when materialistic pleasures ke aage tum kuch soch nahi sakta, you try to get, say, joy out of these kind of attending tumhara naam badal ke. Insecurity is different kind of
I will agree with you on the underprivileged part, where people, once they've exhausted the means, jaisa bhi us tera bachcha mar raha hai, tere ko government hospital ya koi bhi hospital mein treatment nahi mil raha, aur koi bol raha hai tu convert kar de lekin main tere ko hospital mein bharti kar dunga, I completely am with those people who
have no, usme mujhe lagta hai ki it is a failure of apna system.
Ha, wo to chhod, main, that's why there is no debate there. The problem is where ये जो privileged class में जो है, they are using all this as an excuse. I think they have willingly chosen to be ignorant about what's around them. Why is it that things happen the way they are.
Because it is easy for them, na re? Matlab,
wo log ke liye to, matlab... See, you can't go for quick fixes and expect some miracle to happen, na? Aise kaise ho sakta hai? How can you justify something like that, first of all?
Because probably, Rahul, the higher on the ladder, matlab, up the ladder that you are, the more, the bigger your insecurities also get. So... I think that is one reason. Unke level mein, I think that
Pata
is the reason.
Mere ko lagta hai ki people ka, see, first of all, ek value system naam ka kuch cheez hona chahiye jo hai nahi. Wo kab hoga when you educate yourself, which is why even jo bhi tumhara religion hai, it doesn't matter what your religion you belong to, engage in reading literature, read more, understand more, talk to the more learned folk, and be as open-minded as you can when it comes to that.
And also try and interpret a story beyond just the absolute material.
Exactly, because it should, it cannot be absolute. Nothing is God's word. Some man told you that this story is God's word. There is no such thing as God's word. FY. So, there are multiple interpretations. So, please use it in those lines and then see what works best for you as your individual. Because at the end of the day, you need to be a better human being. If some version of the story helps you become that better human being, more power to that story.
And in some of these cases, God's word, there are multiple versions of the God's word also, folklore maybe.
Exactly.
There are some stories jo Maharashtra mein hoga, lekin Tamil Nadu mein un logon ko Bhagwan के बारे में पता ही नहीं होगा जो ईस्ट में कुछ और वर्जन होगा वेयर द फीमेल सेंट्रिक वर्जन ऑफ द स्टोरी होगा सो देयर आर लाइक मल्टीपल इंडिया इज लाइक फुल ऑफ दीस डाइवर्स स्टोरीज और सारा वर्जन समझो और सोचो कि क्यों है वो इन द फर्स्ट
एग्जैक्टली एंड सो यू नीड टू इन्वेस्ट द टाइम एंड देन व्हाई आर सर्टेन थिंग्स द वे दे आर अंडरस्टैंडिंग ऑल दोस थिंग्स उसके लिए टाइम और एफर्ट लगना चाहिए सो if you're really calling yourself religious you would actually do that by investing more time in it not by following some traditions which you have no idea why they exist to begin with and
aur tum paisa dekh ke tum religious nahi ban sakte
oh, definitely not that's the last thing you can expect to happen the other thing is you have to be critical whenever you're doing all this ki kyun ho raha hai ask more questions and ask questions while being humble very often what happens is that when you are young you ask questions you are the manner in which you ask questions it's as if you're trying to challenge authority don't do that I think you can be humble, very well ask questions in a way where you're trying to understand something genuinely. And trust me, the discussion that will ensue will be much more productive rather than, अरे ये ऐसा कैसा है ऐसा क्यों नहीं है करके अगर तुम डेढ़ साना बन के बोलोगे तो कान के नीचे सडनली आवाज आएगा तभी फिर कंप्लेन मत करोगे
In fact, sometimes even if the person on the other side is speaking absolute nonsense also, अगर तुमको लग रहा है, the only way to go ahead is to involve in a discussion and engage them. बजरंग दल वाला डंडा लेके बात कर रहा है वो कंप्लीट डिफरेंट बट मोस्ट पीपल आर नॉट दैट आई वुड लाइक टू
द एवरेज पर्सन इज मोर रीजनेबल देन यू वुड लाइक टू थिंक
एंड वो जो मिडिल ग्राउंड में इफ यू वॉन्ट टू एंगेज एंड इफ यू वॉन्ट टू क्लियर दिस कल्ट का जो प्रैक्टिस है एंगेज इन दैट डिस्कशन देर इज नो अदर वे आउट
बट मयूक मैं क्या बोल रहा हूँ कि यू ऑब्वियसली बिलोंग टू कलकत्ता एंड यू हैड दिस मदर टेरेसा का शरीर गोइंग ऑन देर फॉर वेरी लॉन्ग टाइम वॉजंट एट एनी पॉइंट देर वॉज समवन हू स्टूड अप टू दिस एंड सेड कि यार ये गलत हो रहा है वॉजंट देर एनी कैरेक्टर और एनी इंस्टीट्यूशन विच चैलेंज्ड हर ऑन व्हाट द प्रैक्टिस दैट शी undertaking in our stay there?
No, I mean, not in my knowledge. Actually, it is very recently, I would say like five, six years ago, after I came here and then once I figured out what, you know, let's say what missionaries actually do and what is the motive of some kind of missionaries, it's only then I realized what Mother Teresa was actually doing. No, I mean, when I was growing up, I mean, of course, I grew up in Bombay, but I had this connection with Calcutta. To my knowledge, there was no one who stood up. I'm sure there were people, but I do not know about them. And in my circles, Mother Teresa was always considered as, you know, a perfect human being, almost godlike. So, yeah, my answer to your question would be no, unfortunately.
What dangerous is it?
Yeah. I mean, it could be my lack of knowledge, but I did not have that understanding. I came to know about these things when I actually saw people from my university taking time out. I'm talking about Americans who went back to places like India or Africa or other places in Asia to serve their church. So, I mean, I my feeling was, see, if you want to help people, that is genuinely good. Go there, help people, help anyone you can. But do not help people in the name of someone else. Ki, I am helping you because so-and-so is there. I am helping you because so-and-so told me to do so. No, I mean, do it at your own discretion. Take credit for it if you want.
And also do not shy away from helping people because they belong to any religion. Wo bhi ek part hai. Matlab, you can help anyone and everyone.
I mean, help people, help everyone out, but do not do that in the garb of any particular religion.
Matlab, vested interest kuch nahi hona chahiye, but that is the point of it. But again, matlab, just to digress slightly, so going back to all this, so school level mein do you guys think ki kuch there is something fundamentally wrong? Critical thinking is not encouraged much in school. We briefly touched upon this during our board exam wala episode. So do you think there is something lacking there? We do not encourage enough critical thinking or rote learning ke wajah se we tend to go by just the written word always.
I think school ko main nahi bolunga because school has a very definitive role which is to educate us.
Education system per se.
No, again, I think it has a lot to do with your upbringing. Agar tumhara upbringing theek hai, which is tumhara upbringing ghar pe hota hai, school pe jo ho wo ho. But at the end of the day, the parents, the family as a unit has a certain responsibility. The value system that you're being given happens in the home. The way you're brought up with, the ideas that you're brought up with, that happens at home. So I don't think school mein udhar bahut bada role hoga. I'm not disputing that. But utna bada nahi hai jitna tu banane ki koshish kar. I think the bigger challenge here is that at home, are we encouraging multiple ideas? At least being heard. Main ye nahi bol raha hu ki you stick to them and let four people follow. If there are four people at home, char log ko char alag alag faith follow karna hai. Main wo nahi bol raha hu main.
Main faith ke bare mein nahi bol raha hu.
Be open to different versions of the truth. Just be cognizant of that. Hear them out. Explore them. I'm not saying that this is whether you should follow one or you should not follow the others. Aisa kuch ye nahi bol raha main. Wo thinking, open-minded thinking, jab tak nahi aayega ghar pe, tab tak ke tu kaun sa bhi school mein bhej, Harvard mein bhi bhej, tereko kuch farak nahi padega. Agar ghar pe tereko bole ki beta, you have to do this, otherwise God will punish you, and tu wohi karega pura din. I know of a lot of characters who do that even at the age of 40. To fir kuch fayda nahi hai un logon ka. Tu kaun sa
bhi I see value in that. Jab bachpan mein agar tu you want to inculcate something, that is the best way. Easiest selling point is that. Ye nahi karega to tereko punishment milega. That is how you handle a kid. But bada hone ke baad critical thinking ka point, when I talk about education system, it is also because rote learning or iske wajah se you are never ever
I think you are overstating the importance of
because I know people who have gone to big places of institutions or wahan pe bhi they don't approach education also in that fashion.
Nee, but the fact that you and I went to a very normal school like SIA, it is not some Ivy League, not normal institute. At the end of the day, we are challenging a lot of things around us because apna upbringing waisa tha re. I think school mein usme apan bhi, tu bhi SSC pass kiya, main bhi SSC pass kiya, apne ko same answer.
But Rahul, wo apne case mein, we had the privilege of a family which had that way of thinking. But doesn't a school play a role where families are not?
I still don't believe that way, because you have individual characters who are powerful. If you have a teacher who is super involved, if you have classmates who you look up to, who are willing to invest their time and energy into you, wo ek baat hai. But school mein rote learning ye tum kaun
sa in that sense jo tu teacher ka bol raha hai, if you have a powerful personality who influences you,
wo sab it could few be and far in between hai rahi. And today it is seen as another profession where you do your job and you go back home. No one gives a shit about what happens to your kid after the shift ends.
So basically it brings me to this, right? Let's say your point, Rahul. I mean, if you have so many kids, let's say they are not getting or they are not involved in this good family infrastructure or great upbringing that we are talking about. I mean, what should that person do? I mean, usko kaise ye sab cheezon se dur rakha ja sakta hai?
Follow divergent viewpoints again, and that is what I'm trying to say. Ki jitna ho sake tum padho. Reading as a habit is vanishing at an alarming rate, and we should encourage people to read. If you have questions about your religion, if of your faith, you should do it by yourself. Koi tumko aake batayega
nahi. And also
encourage divergent viewpoints. Jaise abhi main Christopher Hitchens ka maine baat kiya, had more people heard Christopher Hitchens in Calcutta back in the 90s, they would have had a completely different view of the fraud called Teresa. Similarly, you have other characters called Richard Dawkins who I follow, Sam Harris karke ek aur banda hai. These people have openly exposed a lot of characters, so you should probably follow them and see.
But Richard Dawkins needs it. अगर इवोल्यूशन के बारे में थोड़ा ज्यादा अच्छा जानना है तो प्लीज रीड सम बुक्स फ्रॉम डॉकिंस.
Yeah,
he has phenomenal books on.
So the thing is, in our case, you know, we had schools that let's say exposed us to some kind of literature, but unfortunately the situation right now is not every school, not every locality, not every state or district has such schools where you'll be exposed to diverse literature or diverse works, right? So I think that is what Addy was alluding to, that, you know, there has to be a way where diverse opinions and discussions can be inculcated, be it curriculum or be it just the upbringing of a kid. So
And also Mayuk, like, do not expect people to understand a concept or science in 140 characters. Please stop doing that.
Yeah, although we are on Twitter, do not take everything that we say seriously, right? You use that message at your own discretion. So having said that, we are coming towards the end of this podcast. Quickly, guys, have you decided on the award? Yeah, award kisko jayega? Fourth seed award for incredible contribution to pseudoscience. Kisko mil raha hai?
I would actually want to hear from our listeners. But if you were to ask me, I would say it's a tie between Dr. Zakir Naik and Nityananda for me. While Sebastian Martin is also there, but he's more of an entertainer for me. Wo Rakhi Sawant ka bada bhai lagta hai mere ko. But Nityananda and Zakir Naik mere liye do bahut strong contender hai award ke liye.
I concur. Mere liye wo do joint winners hai, Nityananda aur Zakir Naik. Mera close runner up lekin slightly different hai. My close runner up is Computer Baba, just for the fact ki wo a position of power.
Ye film fair award ho gaya, matlab actually contention mein wo tha hi nahi, lekin last moment aa gaya, jury ne dal diya. So it was wonderful, guys. It was a good discussion. I'm sure our viewers, our listeners will like this a lot. So listeners, this is now your responsibility. If you have heard this podcast, share it with everyone you know, at least 50 people. We have numbers, at least 50 people. Aisa nahi hua to India semifinal mein haar jayega.
और व्हाट्सएप पर
नहीं, और व्हाट्सएप पर 10 ओवर डालने बोलेंगे,
डालना पड़ेगा.
मोहम्मद शमी ओपन करेगा फिर.
एंड अ पीस ऑफ एडवाइस, व्हाट्सएप फॉरवर्ड अगर पढ़ा और समझ में नहीं आया तो भेजो मत किसी को बिना मतलब.
फॉर एग्जाम्पल,
प्लीज डोंट.
मतलब
सर का फुल फॉर्म स्लेव आई रिमेन नहीं है.
ये नया फॉरवर्ड है क्या? सर मतलब स्लेव आई रिमेन.
हाँ
हाँ. और जस्ट बिकॉज जियो फ्री में दे रहा है, व्हाट्सएप फॉरवर्ड करने को करके करो मत प्लीज.
और करने का भी है तो हम तीनों को तो करो ही मत, तुम लोग यू विल बी ब्लॉक्ड. सो ऑन दैट नोट, look forward to the next episode of the Fourth Seat podcast. We are going to get you some interesting content once again. In that note, thank you guys, see you on the next episode.